I'll read the translation. I did not consider worshiping Lord Gauranga, but instead brought about my spiritual ruin by neglecting that treasure trove of pure love of God. Gave up the association of saintly devotees to enjoy myself in the company of the ungodly. Therefore, I am bound up by the snare of karma. I'm always drinking the dangerous poison of sense gratification. Thus, I can never absorb myself in the blissful nectar of chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Why am I still living, and what happiness do I have? Narottam Das says, why have I not died long ago? This is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. If I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. And there's a commentary to this, as I said. But let's first chant it. We have to wait. That's right.
What is the problem? Is there a problem with your laptop, or?
I don't. There was some kind of a problem.
It doesn't fit into that laptop.
Is it a Gaurav Pau?
Huh?
Is it a Gaurav Pau budget?
Yeah, Gaurav
Pau. I have it in my laptop.
Okay. Have it in your laptop. Yeah, Gaurav Pau. Okay, there it is. Well, that was fast.
That was last night.
We got it. We've got it.
Anabajiya Gainu
Nilaya Adane Yakanatari Danate Yaginu Apana Karamado Se Apani Dubinu Adane Yatanakari Danate Yaginu Apana karma dose apani adane yatana kari janataye agenu apana karma dose apani dubinu Janate yagenu Apana karama dose Apani dubinu Satsanga chadhi kainu Asate vilasa Te karanai lagilo ye Kama bandha pansa Satsanga chadhi kainu Asate vilasa Satsanga chadhi kainu Asate vilasa Te karane lagila ye Kama bandha pansa Satsanga chadhi kainu asate vilasa Te karane lagila ye kama bandha pansa Asate vilasa Visaya Vishama Visha Satatakayanu Gaur Kirtanada Se Magana Nayanu Visaya Vishama Visha Satatakayanu Gaura Kirtanada Se Magana Nayanu Visaya Vishama Visya Satatakayanu Gaura Kirtanada Se Magana Nayanu Gaur Kirtanada Se Kenova Acharye Prana Kisuka Paiya Narottama Das Ke lo, nage lo, mardi lo. Keno va chaye pana kisuka paya zarotamo dasyo nagelo marelo. Goda pahu nabaji agoinu kemaratana dana helaya hara. Goda pahu nabajiya goinu premaratana dana helaya hara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Purport. The window? You can open the window now that the noise is down? Now the noise.
The door there is also easy to open.
Okay.
The windows are packed here.
Make a bigger crack.
Yeah. Gorpahu na bhajya goinu. Prema-ratana dhana hilaya harayinu. This is another song by Narottam Das Thakur. He's saying that I have invited my spiritual death by not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. Gorapahu na bhajiya goinu. Gorapahu means Lord Chaitanya, and na bhajiya means without worshipping. Goinu, I have invited spiritual death. And adhame yatane kari dhanutainu. Why I have invited spiritual death? Because I am engaged in something which is useless and I have rejected the real purpose of my life. Adhama means valueless things. And dhana means valuables. So actually, every one of us, neglecting our spiritual emancipation, we're engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we are losing the opportunity of this human form of body to elevate myself on the spiritual platform. This human body is especially given to the conditioned soul to take a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation, he's inviting spiritual death. Spiritual death means to forget oneself, that he's spirit. That is spiritual death. So in the animal life, it is fully forgetfulness. They cannot be reminded at any circumstances that they are not this body, they're different from this body. It is only in this human form of body, human form of life, one can understand that he is not this body, he's spirit soul. So by chanting Hare Krishna, one can understand this fact. And by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, one can chant Hare Krishna and very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this. Therefore, we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says that prema ratana dana hilaya harayenu, spiritual life, means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There are so many signboards, so many papers, love, love. But there is no love, this is illusion. It is all lust, love for intoxication, love for sex, love for this, this is going on. So actual love means love. This word can be applicable only with Krishna, with God, because we are created for that purpose. To love means to love Krishna. So that is wanted. That is spiritual love. So prema ratana, I could achieve that transcendental position of love, but I am neglecting. Therefore, I am calling my spiritual death. And these things are happening due to my past misdeeds. Due to my past misdeeds, I have got a type of body. Everyone who has got this material body, it is due to past misdeeds. Sometimes we call pious deeds. Actually, so long we get this material body, there is no pious deeds. Pious deeds means no more material body. That is pious deeds. Otherwise, it is to be taken as a fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe, and has got a mass of years as duration of life, all power, still that is also considered as misdeeds, because he has got this material body. So we are going deep down and down, one after another body, by our misdeeds. In the Bhagavata, also it is stated that they do not know that by this sense gratificatory process they will have another body. And the body is the cause of material pangs. Because I have got this body, therefore I feel headache, I feel stomach ache, I feel this and that. But as soon as we are out of this material body, there is no more material pangs. It is simply joyful life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful. As soon as one gets spiritual life, so due to my past deeds, I am missing this opportunity. Appanakara mada seva. Why is it happening? Satsangachari kainu asat yara vilas. I have given up the association of devotees, but I am associating with common nonsense men. Asat yara. Asat and sat. Sat means spirit and asat means matter. So association of material attachments means implication in this material conditional life. So one has to make association with devotees. Satam prasangam ambavir sambado. One can understand about God only an association of devotees. Therefore, we are advocating this Krishna consciousness movement society. Actually, you'll find one who comes to this society by associating a few days, a few weeks, becomes conscious, and he comes forward for initiation and further advancement. So this association is very important. And those who are conducting different centers and temples, they should be very responsible men, because everything will depend on their sincere activities and character. If they are insincere, then that will not be effective. One may come and associate with us, but if we are insincere, then it will not be effective. But if the devotees are sincere, anyone who will come in contact with a devotee, he'll change. That is the secret. Satsanga chadi asatyara vilas. And as soon as we give up the association of these devotees, immediately Maya will catch me. Immediately, Maya is just side by side. As soon as we give up this company, Maya says, yes, come in my company. Without any company, nobody can remain neutral. That is not possible. He must associate with Maya or Krishna. So everyone should be very much serious to keep association with devotees, with Krishna. Krishna means, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna with his devotees. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is with Radharani. Radharani is with the gopis. And Krishna is with the cowherd boys. We are not impersonalists. We do not see Krishna alone. Similarly, Krishna means with Krishna's devotees. So Krishna consciousness means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Vishaya Vishama Visha Satuta Kainu. And he says that I have drunk always the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya Vishama Visha. Vishaya means sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These four principles are called Vishaya. And Vishama means dangerously, and Visha means poison. If one is simply engaged with these four principles of life, just like animals, then it is to be supposed that he is simply drinking poison. That's all. Vishaya, Vishama, Satatakainu. I know this is poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison every moment. Gorakirtanarasi Magananapayino. And I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement started by Lord Chaitanya. Oh, that is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to materialistic way of life or are always drinking the poison of sense gratification, they are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. So at last, Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting. He's not lamenting. He's representing ourself. If one comes to that point of lamentation, that is also very nice. He immediately becomes purified. Lamentation means purification. So he says, Keno va achaya prana kichubali. Why am I living? I do not make association with the devotees. I do not take part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Chaitanya. And what for I am living? This is lamentation. What is my happiness? What is the standard of my happiness? Why am I living? Narottam Das Kina Nagila. Why I did not die long, long ago. I should have died. What is the meaning of my living? So it is not Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. Every one of us should think like that, that if we cannot make association with devotees, if we do not understand what is Krishna consciousness movement, if we do not come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and associates, it was better for me to die. And there's no other remedy. This is the substance of this song. Heavy. But there's a silver lining. Prabhupada talks about lamentation. He says that lamentation is nice. If one comes to that point of lamentation, it is also very nice. He becomes purified. Lamentation means purification. Of course, there's different types of lamentation. Prabhupada even quotes the verse here, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. That one who comes to the Brahma Bhuta platform, it means that he no longer hankers and laments. And there's material lamentation and there's spiritual lamentation. Material lamentation means lamentation for not being able to achieve our sense gratification. This is material lamentation and it is binding. And the spiritual lamentation means not being, feeling oneself qualified and being able to achieve Krishna. And spiritual lamentation is awakened in somebody who actually gets the opportunity to hear that there's something higher in life than sense gratification. The whole purpose of Krishna consciousness movement actually is to awaken spiritual lamentation. Srila Prabhupada speaks this way here in this commentary, as we're speaking to the devotees who were assembled, because Prabhupada was, of course, describing Narottam Das Thakur's mood of lamentation to teach us by his example, but it's because Srila Prabhupada was living only for one purpose, and that was to introduce Krishna to everyone. By introducing Krishna to everyone and giving everyone an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna, and he says, what does come in contact with Krishna mean? He explains it right here. It means coming in contact with Krishna's devotees. And when one comes in contact with Krishna's devotees, then the result of coming in contact with Krishna's devotees, satam prasangam mamavirya samvado bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata taj joshnad ashva pavargavad mani shradhyaya ratiya bhakti ranukam yashati. Prabhupada quotes this verse that in the association of devotees, discussions of the pastimes of Krishna, they become very pleasing, they enter into the ear and they go into the heart. That is, one gradually advances along this path by hearing satam prasangam. Prasanga means association. Association with sat, which he also explained here, means one can associate with sat or one can associate with asat. Sat means to associate with that which is eternal. Asat means to associate with that which is temporary. Lord Chaitanya himself quoted asat sanga tyaga e vaishnava acha. Sri Sangi Eka Asaru Krishna Bhakta Ara. He says that a Vaishnava asat sanga tyaga means that he renounces association of asat, that which is temporary. He renounces that association. Now, how does he renounce that association? By keeping association with that which is sat, that which is eternal. Therefore, when one gets the opportunity to associate with a devotee, satam prasangam mamavaya sambado, then the result is that one comes in contact with sat, that which is eternal. And by coming in contact with that which is eternal, consciousness becomes awakened into something higher than just simply living for sense gratification. Just as Bhagavatam states, what is the value of prolonged life which is wasted in experience by years in this world? Better one moment of full consciousness, because that will enable one to search after his ultimate interest. So Bhagavatam speaks about value, which is actually what this bhajan is all about. This bhajan was all about value. What is valuable and what is valueless? He said, Narottam Das Thakur says, I've given up that which is most valuable to associate with that which is valueless. So Bhagavatam states that the value, also the value of a tula yama lavena pi nasvagam nat punar bhavam, the value of a moment's association of a devotee cannot be compared to elevation to heavenly planets, to liberation from matter, or to worldly prosperity, which is ultimately meant for those who are death. Why? Because association with a devotee, even for a moment, association with a devotee, one can search after his ultimate interest, because by association with a devotee, one begins to understand there's something higher. There's something greater. There's something more, something beyond simply our day-to-day lives of living only for maintenance of the body and maintenance of the body of our family members and maintenance of human society. There is the need of the soul. And as soon as one can appreciate that which is valuable, then as Bhagavatam states, as we quoted that verse, that what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better one moment of full consciousness. Bhagavatam has a different value system. It says, what is the value of living just a long life if it's wasted, if it's not used to its full potential? Just recently, I can't help it, that just comes to my mind. I was in Taiwan. I just came from Taiwan just a few days ago. And I was meeting with a group of people, newcomers to Krishna consciousness. There were about 20, 30 of them who had been hearing different things about... Actually, some of them had come through yoga and other different processes. And in Taiwan also, they're really, really, I guess, sort of like America also. They're really into high-tech things. And, you know, everybody there, they've got, you know, their high-tech things. And we were speaking about the value of the human form of life, and I used an analogy, which I oftentimes use. They loved it. They loved it. It really hit home. It's just a very simple analogy. Maybe some of you who are into high tech might like it too. I told them I had an iPhone 7. Now, do I? I know only the 6S is out, right? 7 hasn't come out yet. They're talking about it. I think they're talking about it. But I use the analogy that, and Prabhupada uses this analogy also, that when you have something valuable, you want to use it to its full potential. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's a gift. And Prabhupada is saying here that the gift of the human form of life, it's considered to be a very valuable gift, because in the human form of life, one is given a higher facility beyond, as he talks about, the animals who simply live for sense enjoyment, that the human form of life is meant for self-realization. And one who lives for self-realization, he has spiritual life, because Prabhupada talks about spiritual life and spiritual death. He explains what is spiritual death. Spiritual death is to forget that I'm spirit soul. Spiritual life means is to remember that I'm a spirit soul. Is it 7? No, I've heard that chime before. iPhone 7's probably got something higher. It's okay. Mine might start ringing too. No, I didn't bring mine with me. And so Prabhupada talks about using the human form of life for its full potential, because it's a rare and valuable gift. So I was using this analogy that if somebody gives you something very valuable, and then I told everybody that was there, I said, I have an iPhone 7 now. Any of you interested? And I took my phone I said, and I threw it to the first person in front of me, and immediately looked up. It was a Samsung. He thought he was getting an iPhone 7. And I said, well, now why would people interested in seeing what an iPhone 7 is, especially if someone gives it to you? Because iPhone 7 obviously does something that the iPhone 6 doesn't do, and the iPhone 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 or whatever it may be. And as soon as you have an iPhone 7, really you're thinking, well, what does it do? How do I... What does the iPhone 7 do that the 6 doesn't do? Immediately, you want to know. You go to the manual, and or you go to online or wherever it is to Google Avacha. And you ask Google, what does the iPhone 7 do that the 6 doesn't do? Because someone just gave it to you. You want to use it to its full potential. So, and obviously, if you don't use it to its full potential, then, you know, what's the difference between having an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 1? Right? The animals, they're like iPhone 1, iPhone 2, right? They have the limit as to what they can do with their life. But the human being, use it to its full potential. All right, you got to go to the scriptures. You go to the Bhagavatam. What is the human form of life meant to fulfill? What is it meant to accomplish? What can it do? What can the human form of life do that the animals don't do? What can the iPhone 7 do that the iPhone 6 doesn't? iPhone 2 doesn't do. We're like that. We're eager to know about the iPhones, but what about the human life? Human life has, you know, a greater potential. And human life begins Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Human life begins, the very first aphorism of Vedanta is, now that I have this human form of life, I have to inquire into the absolute truth. That's human form of life. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is taking a position of lamentation, saying, okay, I've understood that this iPhone 7 is out there. You know, the 8, 9, 10, whatever it may be, which is still yet to come, it's there, and I've already heard about it. And I hear about what I can do with it. And why am I wasting all this time with the iPhone 2 when I can have a 10? So having heard about it, one starts lamenting. Why aren't I spending more time trying to understand how to use the human form of life to its full potential? So lamentation, that kind of lamentation is good, because it's spiritual lamentation. It means that I've had my eyes opened, my ears opened, my heart opened, and Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, so kind, that he freely makes Krishna consciousness available and accessible simply by distributing the holy name of the Lord, and makes Krishna makes himself so accessible by his holy name that anyone who associates Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoita Hoisava Jagat Nistura, the age of Kali, Krishna appears in his name. Anyone who associates with his name is as good as associating with Tim Cook. The guy who created iPhone 7. It's a good associating with Krishna, the person who created everything. Actually, Steve Jobs, I guess, invented iPhone. Tim Cook's just the latest one. He also will have to go too. But Krishna doesn't go. Krishna's eternal. Advaita machutam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovaram cha vedeishu dulabha. Was it? Atma Bhakto Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Right? We worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is eternal. His body is not subject to decay. It's non-dual. He is the beginning of everything. He is beginningless. He has a form which is Anantarupam, which is eternal and endless. He always says, Navi Yovanam Cha, an eternal fresh youth. Simply by studying the Vedas, can one understand him. One can only understand him by devotional service. So, therefore, spiritual lamentation is purifying, because having once come in contact with a devotee, then when one laments, why am I not utilizing my time? And hankering, because spiritual life also means hankering. Lamenting, why am I not utilizing my time properly? That's lamenting. And hankering means hankering for association with devotees. That's spiritual. The more we hanker for association with devotees, the more we hanker for Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates. I mean, that I'll never forget, you know, how I hankered for strawberry halva when I first came in contact with the devotees. The first time I came to the temple and had strawberry halva, you know, that's every week driving. PR, I think you were there at the time. It's driving up from Cape Cod to Boston, and complete meditation on strawberry halva the whole way. Hankering. And then after a Sunday feast, lamenting that I ate so much strawberry yellow that I couldn't even drive back. But that strawberry halva is none different from Krishna. None different. And if we hanker for association with Krishna's devotees, and hanker for the association of Krishna, then the result is that hankering will... it'll give us life. It'll give us a reason for living. Otherwise, it'll just simply be material lamentation and hankering. Hankering for material things which have a beginning and end, and lamenting for things that happen that we don't want. And such hankering and lamentation only brings about our spiritual death. So the silver lining, as we said in hearing all this, is Narottam Das Thakur is saying, if I don't have the opportunity to associate with Lord Chaitanya's associates, better I would have died a long time ago. It almost sounds very depressing. But actually, he's just speaking in a way to awaken within us a very important purpose for living. To awaken with us so that we don't have to lament in this way, better I die. That better I take advantage of the association of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Come into the association, chant Hare Krishna, chant bhajans, hear from Srila Prabhupada, and utilize the human form of life to its full potential. What is that verse from the second canto of the Bhagavatam? Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone, except for one who utilizes the time for discussing the pastimes of the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we could say that it's lamentable that both by rising and setting, this is the new year is about to come, and everybody will be celebrating that, oh yes, another year has passed, and they're celebrating the new year. I think we're last year on the New Year's, or it was here in Connecticut. I think I gave a little talk about why people celebrate. They celebrate because the past year was so bad. And they think, well, at least we're starting off with a new year. So that's why they celebrate. But if they actually understood what's happening as the years pass, they wouldn't be celebrating, because it's another year closer to death. But they celebrate. They think, oh, this one will be better than last year. But actually, so both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone. But if one utilizes the time wisely in the association of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, then this is the real purpose of life. And there's no cause to lament, because Krishna We have been speaking a lot about a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's a verse that's spoken about devotional service. That pure devotional service is so... pure devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord is so transcendentally potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, simply by glorifying it in response, simply by meditating upon it, simply by faithfully and respectfully accepting it, and simply by praising the service rendered by others. Even a person who hates the demigods and all other living beings in the universe can immediately become purified. So, such is the power of hearing about pure devotional service. We may not be able to be completely pure. We may see within our hearts that we still have impure motivations. And we may not be situated in the platform of pure devotional service. But if we simply faithfully accept that it exists, and if we simply faithfully go on hearing about the glories of pure devotional service, seeing how the Lord is very much inclined and reciprocates with pure devotional service, and how pure devotional service is a means for pleasing the Lord, satisfying the Lord, and how Krishna reciprocates with those who have pure love for Him by giving Himself and giving His heart, giving Himself to them and becoming servant to their desires. How pure devotional service is so powerful, then if we simply have faith that it exists, even though we may not have it, and if we just go on hearing about it, or just repeat about something we've heard about it, or if we just simply meditate on it, yeah, or if we just simply faithfully accept that it exists and respect it, or if we see that somebody else has it and praise it in others, then we become purified. Even though we don't have it. But it's our only hope to get it, is to have faith that it exists and to hear about it. Otherwise, there's no other way to obtain it. Pure devotional service cannot be had even by millions of births of pious activities. In the discussion of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, this verse is quoted. Pure devotional service cannot be had even by millions of births of pious activities. Pure devotional service can only be achieved by those who have the intense greed to have it. And wherever one sees it, then one should immediately purchase it without delay. So simply the desire for it, that's all. And how do we get a desire for it unless we hear about it? Unless we speak about it, meditate on it, respectfully accept that it's the way to go, accept that it exists, and others, our predecessors, our previous acharyas, they've obtained it, and they've delivered it. They've given pure devotional service in the form of Krishna's holy name, who's non-different than Krishna, and anyone who associates with Krishna, who is pavitram, completely pure, they become pure. If we hear about it and just faithfully accept that it exists, then Krishna, who's situated within the heart, becomes very pleased that we're willing to discuss these topics rather than just simply to discuss useless topics that really have no eternal benefit for the soul. This is what satsanga is. That's satsanga. And if we just simply take every opportunity we have for satsanga, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we give everything up. We simply take the association of devotees and discuss, associate with sat. The result is that the hankering for Krishna will awaken and lamentation that I don't do it enough will actually manifest in our hearts, and it will purify us. And then Krishna, who is within the heart, understanding that the desire has been awakened and this person is very eager to qualify himself for pure devotional service by continuing to hear about him, then Krishna does the rest, does something that we can't do ourselves. We can't clean our own hearts. We can't remove our, eradicate all the attachments within our hearts. We can't do it ourselves. Only Krishna can do it. Krishna says, Yogi nam api savishan magati naturatmana sharvam bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mata. That of all yogis, one who always abides with me in great faith, worshiping me in devotional service, he's most intimately united with me in yoga, and he's the highest of all. So Krishna will act. And that is a little bit. I mean, I could speak a little bit more, but I also wanted to chant a couple bhajans tonight. So that's a little bit about this bhajan of Narottam Das Thakur, about the difference between spiritual life and spiritual death. Hare Krishna. Anybody have any questions? Pierre, you always have questions. Actually, you have challenges usually. But what, you want to know what the iPhone 7 does? Didn't I awaken your desire for one? Make a phone call. You don't even turn on your phone.
When Prabhupada says, when you're reading the purport, where that the people who are who are into sense gratification are not attracted, you know, to Krishna consciousness, but yet we go out and we chant and we give out books and people become devotees. So how is it some people who, they're attracted to sense gratification, so how is it that they become devotees?
No, but the point is that people who are not interested, having come in contact, but therefore because so many people are innocent, just as being misled, that if they come in contact with the devotees, pure holy name, they're given the opportunity. Therefore, a devotee is the one who always sees the potential in everyone, because he understands that everyone is misled by all the people who say that, you know, having, you know, material wealth, power, opulent life, all of these things are the actual purpose for life and comforts. So they're being misled. So therefore, yes, Prabhupada is talking about those who are having come in contact with the devotees and show that have no interest whatsoever in it, then they're in that category. But even a person who is the most sinful of persons, who comes in contact with a devotee who is addicted to all kinds of sinful acts, can immediately become purified by association with the devotees. What is that verse? I forget. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulkasha. Bhagavatam, second canto. It's Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulkasha. I forgot it.
I can't believe you forgot it.
You can't believe I forgot it. I forget so much. Are you kidding me? It happens once the body starts getting older. My memory starts. Kirata Hunandra. It says second Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2. Excuse me. I'm determined to find the verse. It's very, because it specifically speaks about this. Do we have Canto 2 here? I thought I had all the Bhagavatams here. Oh, here it is. Found it. Okay. Okay. Kirata hunandra polinda pulkasha abira shumba yavana kasharya yenye chapapa yadapashraya shraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abira, Shumba, Yavana, members of the Kasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances. I do. Yes. So it answers your question?
Yes.